Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 21st of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we explore the nature of stewardship and of being wholeheartedly mobilised for God's mission in the world. We've been using Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30, to help us explore this subject, and we turn to it again today. The parable of the three servants. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I've earned 2 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I would have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." As Christians, we are called to be faithful stewards of the resources and blessings that God has entrusted to us. In our passage for this week, Jesus tells the parable of the talents, illustrating the importance of using our time, talents, abilities, and money wisely for his kingdom. This parable serves as a powerful reminder that we're not owners, but rather stewards and caretakers of God's blessings. In the parable, the last servant was given 1 talent, but instead of investing it, he buried it in the ground out of fear. When the master returned, the servant made excuses for his inaction, revealing a self-centered mindset. This servant was thinking only of himself, rather than considering the greater purpose and responsibility that had been entrusted to him. Similarly, if we're honest, we can fall into the trap of making excuses to avoid doing what God calls us to do too. We may fear failure, we may lack confidence, or we may prioritize our own desires over God's will. However, this parable reminds us that we must not let fear or self-centeredness hinder our obedience to God. Christian stewardship means recognizing that our time, talents, abilities, and money are not ours in the first place. We are merely caretakers of God's blessings, and he expects us to use them wisely for his glory. Just as the master in the parable expected his servants to invest and multiply the talents given to them, God expects us to faithfully use and develop the resources he has entrusted to us. Whether it's our skills, our finances, or our opportunities, we are called to be good stewards and make the most of what we have been given. When we embrace the mindset of stewardship, we shift our focus from self-centeredness to wholehearted obedience. We recognize that our lives are not about our own desires and ambitions, but about serving God and others. This mindset enables us to make intentional choices that align with God's will and prioritize His kingdom. Christian stewardship, then, is a call to faithfully manage the resources and blessings God has given us. Just as the last servant was judged for his self-centeredness, we must not make excuses to avoid doing what God calls us to do. Instead, we're called to embrace a mindset of stewardship and wholehearted obedience, recognizing that everything we have is a gift from God. So let's use our time, talents, abilities, and money wisely for His glory and the advancement of His kingdom. As you think about these thoughts today, these questions may help you reflect on them. How can you cultivate a heart of stewardship and wholehearted obedience in your daily life? And what steps can you take to prioritize God's kingdom and use your resources for His glory? I hope to see you tomorrow as we think about trusting God and taking risks.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.